This is Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Tom Izzo held his season wrap-up press conference this week, and the question on many Spartan fans' minds as they look forward to next season is who on the MSU roster will stay and who may enter the NBA draft, especially Adrian Payne. Current State contributor and MSU Today host Russ White was there and put this together for us.
The NBA, I've been in touch with them, not with the people that do it underground, but I'm trying to do it from the guys that are going to be making a difference. And what they do is they meet, I think it's right after the Final Four around Portsmouth time. That committee meets and gives you a general idea of, you know, what's going on. By then we'll know who's even thinking about coming out, who's not, as far as teams around the country. And we'll get the best situation for Adrian. He's got his high school coach and his assistant coach back home and myself and him, and we're just going to sit down and figure out what's best for his situation. And then right now, I have no clue. I think in a lot of ways, it would benefit him to come back. But depending on what he's projected as would determine my advice for him. And trying to keep in the fact, as I got calls yesterday about, you know, look at Trey Burke in our state. You know, he bettered himself. Look at the guys from Florida a couple years ago. They both bettered themselves. I've been warned on this. It's hard to say what pick will he be matters. So if some of you say he's the 10th pick, he's the 5th pick, he's the 27th pick. It's when are you mature enough, when can you handle both physically and mentally the grind that keeps you in for longevity, not for a cup of coffee. What hasn't been talked about is the number of guys that are in there for a cup of coffee. And so in saying all that, Adrian Payne has been about a model of kid as we could have here. I mean, what he's done in school, what he's done around our community, what he's done, his improvement in basketball. There would be no way that I would want anything but the best for Adrian Payne. And yet I will voice my opinion when it's time to what I think is right.
Here comes Keith Appling. It goes over now to Dawson. Back to Keith. He's setting the attack. Iowa stays in the zone. Harris for three. He got it! He got it! We're back up by one. MSU is up by one. First time in this whole game. Michigan State is led.
And Gary and Keith, you know, Gary, there's going to be some decisions on whether, you know, what we need to do with his shoulder. We're gonna meet with doctors and specialists and figure that out. But I will do the same thing for them, because, you know, as we've seen throughout the year with different people, if I listen to most of those draft logs and all those bloggers and those uneducated individuals that put out so many different, the draft now, we must have added 75 teams to the NBA because there's 80 first round picks. Let me tell you something. Every kid on my roster wants to go pro early. Everyone. And I'll make a better statement. Every kid on 99% of the programs in the country would like to leave early for the NBA if they could. The neat part about Adrian, I think he's going to be 15 hours away from graduating after this semester, maybe 20. It's, you know, almost incredible. And how much that plays a part, the chance to go to Final Fours, that's an individual thing. I've had some players, the Cleaveses, the Magics. I didn't have him, but I mean, I look back on players, even Steve Smith. I mean, their goals were to, those were part of their goals, and so they stayed to fulfill what their dreams and goals are.
Izzo says while he likely won't be carrying the Michigan banner at the Final Four this weekend, that he respects John Beilein and the Wolverines.
I do have great respect for John and the job he's done. I'll stick by my stance that nobody pulls for their rivalry. I mean, you know, Mike doesn't pull for Carolina, and Roy doesn't pull for Duke, and I'm not sure, but Urban Meyer's probably not, he's probably not pulling for Michigan's swim team to win, you know, the way that thing is. And you know, I have stood by that I'm pulling for our conference. That's number one. There's a difference between dislike for your rival and no respect. And nobody will understand that I went through some times here where they'll never end till the day I'm dead. And I downplayed it during the year, but it's just a fact of life. In fact, I'll be dead earlier because of it. I'm not quite Judd Heathcote or Doug Weaver, you know. I'm not going to go two lifetimes. I'll just die once. And second time, by then, I'll have forgotten about it. But that doesn't have anything to do with the current group either. That would be immature on my part. Am I going to carry the Michigan banner? Probably not. If my kid does, he's dead. But am I pulling for the Big Ten, and do I think they've accomplished a lot? And yeah, I do. And that's the way I'll probably leave it. I have respect, and I think what they've done and the way they've won a couple of those games has been good. I think the Big Ten, you know, you're still getting a couple people acting like, well, you didn't get three teams to the Final Four. You know, people are so incredibly whacked out on understanding that, you know, it is going to come down to matchups. It isn't coming down to this. I mean, you got to get teams moving on in the tournament. But boy, when you get to that Sweet 16, Elite Eight, so many strange things have happened. They've happened to us in a negative way. They've happened to us in a positive way. And so it's going to be an interesting Final Four, and I'll be there still cheering for the Spartans.
Stauskas rebounds. Bank shot won't go either. And now Payne has it. I let pass Dawson. Now to Appling for three. He got it! Wow, this place is going crazy.
Thank you to the Spartan Sports Network for the audio, and I'm Russ White for Current State on WKAR.